The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. And remember, I'm with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, so today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Trinity, that God is one God and there's three different persons. And we all know that that makes no sense. And what I'm going to talk about today is why saying it's a mystery doesn't necessarily have to be an excuse. Like, it is a mystery. But it doesn't mean that we have no understanding about it at all. Father Christian would be so proud of me. What is this a picture of? Everybody agrees it's a picture of a cube, right?
Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to ask you a question. Is this a cube?
No.
No, it's really not, right? Because a cube is all six sides are the same. Why do you know that's a cube? You have some of these bad boys at home. And you know that's what they look like. And because you know and understand, because we live in a 3D world, when you see a 2D representation, you're able to make sense of what is really not what we say it is at all. This and this are different, yet we get it from this. When we talk about God, it's like talking about a cube. When we're limited just to this. And that's why when scientists say things like, "Well, we can't find any proof of God," it's like, well, that's because this is not really the same as that. And if you're looking for this and this, you're not going to be able to stick many Kleenex in this. You're just not going to be able to do it. And that's fine. So I'm going to say by analogy, oh, by the way, this is what a cube looks like in our world. Right? This is what it looks like. I still remember as a kid when I found out it was one piece of paper. I was shocked. But this is what they start with, but then it has to leave the flat world and come up right. So when we're talking about God, we're talking about a spiritual dimension which we know exists, so we have a picture ahead, but we don't really deeply experience it. But there is something we do experience. All right, thank you very much. Right on cue. So that is a baby, right? And we experience her as a baby. But the big dude next to her was a baby. He's not a baby anymore. But I bet we won't get it back. Do you have pictures of when you were a child? Or videos? And we can say, well, that was you. And we don't have any problem saying that. This weekend, Levi turned 12, so we're looking at the videos, and he's dancing with, and he used to have blonde, curly hair, and I'm looking at the pictures of Madison and Luke, and I'm looking, and I'm saying, that's them, and suddenly hit me, well, how can that be them? That's contradiction, because you're saying, this 12-year-old is him. How can both of them be him? How can two be one? And then you go, how can three be one? How can 50 be one? If you live long enough, you have all these millions of versions of you. How can they all be the same person? And the answer is, because of what? Time is a dimension which allows us to transcend the here and now so that we know that big dudes used to be little dudes and big women used to be little women and little people are going to be big people, and we understand all that. But we just take it for granted. But it is no less a contradiction to say 2-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old are the same person than it is to say three persons in one God. It's just we can't grasp it. And we do have experiences of that. So we're, poor Martha's going to get talked about. She hates this. Don't look at her. Do not look at her. Martha and I went to high school together. And we talked about memories, right? And there's times I realize I don't even see her. I see 15-year-old her. And her husband Gary and I worked at Youth Village together. So we were in robust men at that time. We're not so much anymore. But that was 30 years ago. So when you know someone from a previous point in life, and then you see them later, you see them through those eyes, right? The other side of it is, most of you I met here. So some of you I met at 50 or 60 or 70. It's hard to believe that you're ever a little kid because I didn't have that experience. When you see someone, you meet them when they're 65, what you see is a 65-year-old adult. Now, the nice thing about being in a church a long time is this morning I had two married women, one who was three and the other was in third grade when I got here. But the men next to them, their spouses, I never knew as children. So I have a different experience of that. So our experience of God, think in terms of our experience of people. We can understand the cube, even though it's flat, even though what we look at in this picture is not what is actually there. And that's how we're looking at God. So when we talk about three in one, it's because we don't understand the spiritual realm. So I'm going to use an analogy. The two dimensions we live in are the physical and souls. The physical dimension is the stuff we're made of. So we're stardust. I guess we're made out of star. Literally, we're made out of stardust. There's a big explosion, and all these atoms is what comprise us. But there's also this thing that we say, I'm alive. And that's what the soul is. It animates the anima. That's the Latin, I think. Anima and animus are the feminine and masculine words for soul, which animate us, make us alive. And so a rock doesn't have a soul. There's no souls for rocks. But a dandelion has a soul. A frog has a soul. A tree has a soul. A sheep has a soul. And you and I have souls. And what that means is we're living. And there's a point where we stop living. And a rock is okay. Like a rock can sit there for centuries. But if my soul is not in my body, this body deteriorates and turns back into dirt. That's our experience. That's what we live in, that two-dimensional world of soul and bodies. But there's another aspect to our reality which takes us out of this into that. And that's spirit. We are the image of God. We are God's presence in the world. So when you think about the word image, I'm not going to do the whole Genesis thing, but think about the word image. In the Bible, what were the images of God? What would we call? Someone knows. They're called little, starts with an I, ends with L.
Idols.
Very good. An idol was something that you worship the God, and that's the presence of the God. Well, our Bible says, no, idols aren't God. Humans are the presence of God. And if we understand the difference between this flat world that we live in the reality, which is much beyond our world, and remember, time is a different dimension, so it helps us understand how many can be one. If we can get into that, what happens is we can start understanding what it means to be in the image of God. See, you and I were created to be united to God and united with one another. And that's why the biggest test of life is learning how to love other people, especially the difference. Right? The different people. And there's all sorts of different ways that we can be different. But learning to cross those barriers, the limitations, to love everyone is what the kingdom of God is about. Because everyone, every human, is an image of God. And what we have to do is get away from the temptation to think certain types of people are images of God and other people don't have the same stuff. It's a meditation. I'm not giving you any great concrete advice. When you talk about God as three in one and one in three, it's not a contradiction. Because we've seen that in space, six sides occur in space that don't occur on a flat piece. And in the spiritual dimension, one and three and three and one is just the beginning. All of us are going to be united to God. A billion or whatever, however many people have been. And if maybe there's other planets with billions more that he's got in mind. I don't know what What I know is we need to learn to love one another, and we need to be our true self. Because he didn't say the fake self that you're putting out there for the world, that's the image of God. He said, you are the image of God. So be the image of God. Amen. Let us stand and profess our faith.